I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. My parents and their parents and grandparents were born in the United States, and I was too. But growing up, it was as if somehow we all belonged to an old country. We did things differently from the ways of other families I knew. We understood ourselves to be somehow different from others, too. We knew there was a way the people around us saw and thought about the world, but we were also versed in another kind of perspective. Race is essential to what I'm referring to. Blackness is the old country I descend from. The old country my parents taught me to cleave to and revere in the white world where I was raised. Whether the old country is literal, as with families who descend from another geography and culture, or figurative, as it is with me, it offers a kind of psychic respite from the realities and limitations of the present. But migration is always a fraught endeavor. Even the smoothest of migrations involves leaving the home and the people you know and making a new start in a place that isn't always willing or equipped to welcome you. And so carrying an old country in your heart also, inevitably, means living with a sense of loss. Maybe. If we step back far enough, all of us are claimed by an old country, which is another way of saying, if we step back far enough, all of us are touched by a foundational kind of loss, a loss that explains something essential to who we are and whom we descend from, say, the loss of ancestral land, or, conversely, the loss of the claim to moral correctness. If we step back far enough, there is something each of us is always missing or owing. Think of the legacies here in America. Native lands stolen. Whole nations of original peoples decimated by a genocidal war. Others brought here in chains. Parents forcibly separated from children. And those thought of as socially right or correct who nevertheless participated in these acts of violence and destruction. We, in this country, have so much to heal and make amends for. Today's poem is The Old Country by Karina Borowitz. I love the way it makes history feel intimate. I love the way it uses a child's perspective to invite me to consider large questions of forced migration and irreparable loss. The Old Country by Karina Borowitz. There was another country always spoken of with reverence. I didn't understand why we'd left. I didn't yet understand the saw blade of history. I was nourished by nostalgia for a place I couldn't remember. Wasn't there a great forest, a bison that would lap milk from my hand? The scrape of that secret dark tongue. A woodsman's cottage, shelves lined with carved and painted birds. Our fireplace was where the stories were read from a burning book. Molten logs lit from within. See the shadow of a man in there? See a terrifying creature with wings? See it all fall down. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.